This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. More than 8,000 customers are without power on the Front Range, with the highest concentrations in Boulder and Jefferson counties. Colorado State University has closed the campus for the day to assess damages from yesterday's high winds. Those winds and warm temperatures continue today, with much of the region under a red flag warning into tomorrow night. Xcel Energy says they may have a public safety power shutoff on Saturday when wind gusts are expected to be up to 50 miles an hour. The Senate left Washington, D.C. without any movement on funding the Department of Homeland Security. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Senate Democrats blocked funding for DHS Thursday, while Republicans objected to Democrats' plan to fund the different agencies under DHS, such as TSA and FEMA, but not ICE or Border Patrol, as negotiations continue. The votes come as Denver International Airport has asked for donations for its TSA employees. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper.
Democrats have a bill to start paying TSA tomorrow.
DHS has been shut down for almost a month as Democrats have sought reforms to how ICE and Border Patrol operate in the wake of the shooting deaths of two U.S. citizens in January by federal immigration officers. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Again, high fire danger across the Front Range into Saturday night, gusty with highs in the 70s. A huge cool down Sunday with possible snow across the region. This is CPR News and KRCC.